This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has failed to sign a stopgap measure that avoids an imminent government shutdown. A spokesman has said that the president plans to sign that measure on Thursday morning after the president returned from a campaign event. The U.S. Senate passed the budget bill Wednesday after Democrats reached a deal with the White House and Republicans. The bill extends funding weeks beyond the November 3rd presidential election. And Mr. Trump had until 11:59 Wednesday p.m. Wednesday to avoid the partial government shutdown as the fiscal year technically begins on October 1st. The bipartisan text easily cleared the U.S. Senate a week after it was passed by the House of Representatives. The short-term legislation would have kept the federal agencies operating at current funding levels until December 11th. It is unclear if a decision will be made before the president signs the measure. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. Sticking point in the discussions is extent of the aid. American Airlines is furloughing 19,000 workers starting Thursday as U.S. officials failed to reach a deal on fresh aid to pandemic-hit air travel sectors. The elected officials have not been able to reach an agreement, according to the CEO, Doug Parker.